Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, even with my hoarse voice. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew, I need a website, please.
www.seyfarth.com. That's SEYFARTH.com. All my bio contact information are on there, and also check out my Amazon author page.
Yeah, check that out, folks, and it's a big one because there are how many books now? 35, 40, 50?
Well, thank you for that. Book 26, maybe working on book 27 soon. I'll keep you posted. You're right. It's just under $1 billion in sales.
I think we've launched 23 of those, by the way, folks, over the last 19 years.
By WorldCom accounting standards, if anybody remembers that joke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So, Andrew, looking at 2019, tell us what you see from your perch there in Washington, D.C. for small businesses.
From a capital markets perspective, I'm seeing good clarity in the first quarter. That's likely to spill over the big party that we've been having. Second quarter is starting to look a little fuzzy. And to be honest, I'm really not sure what the third and fourth quarter next year may bring. We may finally see the end of the party. So if you're thinking about selling your business or raising capital or any of those kinds of things, I'd try and get that stuff done by June or so. On the political side, we have even more divisiveness now than we had before. That's good in terms of new regulation affecting small business. But it's not good if you're looking for regulation that would actually help small business.
Yeah.
There's going to be, you know, probably some stuff passed, you know, in the crowdfunding area. We did get the DTSA, the Defense of Trade Secrets Act, which is very positive for small business entrepreneurship. And I think you're going to see a lot of, you know, you talked about the age of the customer. You're going to see a lot of data-driven privacy kind of stuff. We may get our own U.S. version of GDPR.
Oh, no.
One thing I did want to mention, I was teaching the other night, and I had a great guest speaker, a guy named Shane Green, who has been talking a lot about age of the customer from the perspective of the empowerment of personal data. And he's working for a company right now, UBDI, and has done a bunch of other projects around reversing the customer data piece of things. So customers will be even more empowered to control their own data. And I think that trend is here and it's coming. And Shane just, you know, is really on top of it. So
I'd like to know more.
A trend to be aware of because it's very much an age of the customer kind of component.
Right. One of the things that I think will impact the economy next year more than people know right now, I think, is how the trade deals go. If President Trump can get a trade deal with China and the Canadian-Mexican thing is behind us and get Europe in line, what I've been talking about, Andrew, is something I don't hear anybody else talking about. We have no living person has ever seen an economy like we could have on the other side of those trade deals. The U.S. economy could leap off the ground if we could get those trade deals and make it more fair for America. Nobody else has ever seen anything like that before. What do you think?
I agree with you. I do think that we need to hear more of the voice of small business on the impact of some of the trade wars that's going on. We've got a client right now, you know, who's not a big company. I mean, they keep interviewing the GMs of the world, the big companies, but a lot of small businesses are affected by this trade and tariff uncertainty. And the faster the president stays focused on getting a deal in place and not tweeting all the time about it, the better, because it's impacted large, medium, and small companies. But the small companies, they can't withstand these tariffs and trade wars, the way the big companies can slough them off or,
I agree.
Get any of their earnings.
But I do, the manufacturing, the farmers and small business owners, not certain individual ones, but as a class, they seem to be giving the president some latitude. And I think, in my opinion, he's got about another 6 to 9 months to make this happen. After that, it's going to get long in the tooth. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all the things you've done for us over the years. Congratulations on your new book, The Crisis of Management, and come back soon.
Thank you, buddy.
You're going to be back at Christmas, right?
I think so,
yeah.
If you invite me.
I think we got you lined up for Christmas. Hey, thanks, Andrew. Come back soon. We'll see you later. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our great Brain Trust members. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.